That's to wake everybody up. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. God is indeed good. Even in the bad times, even in the sad times. Even in the times when we have unanswered questions. God is good. Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 46 this morning. If you are using the church Bible, you'll want to turn to page 403. Psalm 46, page 403. I had planned to take care of unfinished business from 1 John today. But the Lord has led me to postpone that message until November 17th. Last Wednesday, as we know, a beautiful young Waseca High School sophomore named Lexi attended our church's 2020 student ministry along with her dear friend Riley. And afterwards, on their way home, they were involved in an automobile accident south of town. Lexi was killed. Riley was injured. Many, many faithful prayers are needed. Lexi was a dear friend of many students in our church. Riley continues to be their dear friend. And such an event shakes a full circle of friends. An entire school. A whole community. That's what brings us today to Psalm 46. Let's read. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. God's word for this morning. Let's pray. Lord, we need you right now. Hurting families need you. A mourning community needs you. Thank you that you are with us. May we sense the sweetness and consolations of your presence this morning and in the days to come. Amen. The year 701 BC. The people of God, Judah, the southern kingdom of what had been Israel. The enemy, Assyria. Sennacherib, king of Assyria, launches a military campaign against Hezekiah, king of Judah. The vast army of Assyria comes sweeping west and south like the roaring, foaming waves of the sea. The Assyrian army soon surrounds Jerusalem, the capital of Judah. Sennacherib brags that he has Hezekiah shut up like a bird in a cage. Sennacherib demands the surrender of Jerusalem. 20 years earlier, Sennacherib's predecessor had defeated the northern kingdom of Israel and had depopulated the land, and now it appears that Judah is about to suffer the same fate. With Sennacherib's army at the gates of Jerusalem, Hezekiah prays, O Lord our God, deliver us from his hand, so that all kingdoms on earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God. Through the prophet Isaiah, Hezekiah receives this reply from the Lord. I have heard your prayer. I will defend this city and save it. That night, the angel of the Lord goes through the Assyrian camp, and 185,000 Assyrian soldiers die in their sleep. Sennacherib withdraws. Jerusalem is delivered. Psalm 46 was probably written to celebrate this deliverance of Jerusalem from Sennacherib and his Assyrian army. Yet although the psalm is pegged to a specific historical event, its truths resound to the people of God through all the ages, down to this day. For the psalm brings assurance in the midst of unsettling circumstances. The psalm tells us where to find refuge when we are shaken. And so then, when we feel shaken, Psalm 46 guides us to find our secure refuge in God. As we enter the psalm, we see, first of all, God is our refuge and strength in the midst of upheaval. Verses 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains shake and quake, with their searching. What an upheaval is this? Imagine the imagery, earth giving way, mountains falling into the sea, waters roaring and foaming, mountains quaking with their surging. The world is shaking in a great upheaval. Things are not the way they're supposed to be. When someone we love dies unexpectedly, suddenly, in the springtime of youth, swept away. Our world is shaken in a great upheaval. It's as if mountains were falling and mountains quaking and waters roaring and foaming. Our world is shaken in a great upheaval. Our world collapses like the earth giving way. And in such times, we ask, why? and how? Why? Why did this happen? How could God allow this? We will never know the why and the how on this side of eternity, for we are not privy to the counsels of the Almighty. So perhaps the more helpful questions are where and who? Where can we flee for refuge? Who will give us the strength and help that we need to get through this? Where can we find the courage to face a future that looks so very different from the one we had envisioned? The Lord God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Here is the where. He is the who. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Not only is God our refuge and strength in the midst of upheaval, but also God protects us in the peace of His presence. In Psalm 46, the images of mountains falling and waters surging calm down and level out into peaceful waters. Verses 4 through 7. There is a river whose streams, whose gentle, flowing, peaceful streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. When our world is falling, when our world is collapsing, when our world is upheaval, when our world has been turned in a direction we never thought it would go, the God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord Almighty is with us. And so in Him we find peace. Peace like a river whose streams make glad the people of God. For the Lord Almighty is with us. God protects us in the peace of His presence. The Lord Almighty is with us. He is the who. The God of Jacob is our fortress. He's where to flee. There's an old song sung by Sandy Patty that goes like this. In the quiet of this hour, as I kneel before you now, I believe your promise to be faithful. I don't always understand what your perfect will demands, but I've learned to trust you more in your presence, Lord. In your presence, there's comfort. In your presence, there's peace. When we seek to know your heart, we will find such blessed assurance in your holy presence, Lord. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Now, when we feel shaken, God's peaceful presence leads us to yet another reason to find our secure refuge in God. And it's simply this, simply put, yet profoundly experienced. The Lord is God. Verses 8 through 10. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he's brought on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear, burns the shields with fire. Be still. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Hebrew verb translated be still means cease striving. Rest. Cease striving. Stop fighting. Be still. What can we do when our world turns upside down? What can we do when our world collapses? What can we do when our sorrow is too much for our wounded hearts? The Lord speaks stillness into our restless hearts. The Lord says, be still, cease striving, rest, and know that I am God. Know that I am God. No event in your life escapes my notice. Know that I am God. No moment in your life falls outside my watchful care. Know that I am God. Nothing is too much for me. Nothing takes me by surprise. Nothing overwhelms me. Nothing is too great for me to bear. So run to me as your refuge. I am your strength. I am your ever-present help in trouble. I am. So cease striving. Rest, be still. And know that I am God. And I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. But when, O Lord, will you be exalted among the nations? When you will be exalted in the earth? When, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That day is coming. That day when everything will finally be made right. That day is coming. Until then, the road of our earthly life takes us skirting along high mountain peaks and plunging into shadowy valleys. That's part of the journey home. And we cannot see the miles ahead. Last Tuesday, we did not know what Wednesday would hold. But we do see the destination. The city of God. The new Jerusalem, where he will wipe every tear from the eyes of his people. And there will be no more death. No more death. No more mourning. No more crying. No more pain. For this old order of things will have been wiped away. Until that day, as we journey to that day and that place, he says to us, be still, cease striving, and know that I am God, and I've got this. And so when our lives are shaken and our world collapses, let us find our secure refuge in our Lord. For he is our refuge and strength in the midst of upheaval. He protects us in the peace of his presence, the glad streams flowing through the city of God. And he is God. Be still and know that I am God. God over all places. God over all events. God over all times. God over all schools and churches and communities. And so we find our assurance of security in the refrain of the psalm. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And our Lord Jesus Christ himself is the Lord Almighty who is with us. For one of his names is Emmanuel. We see it on the walls of this sanctuary. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is the shelter who is our refuge. Jesus is the Prince of Peace whose presence is our fortress. As God's Son and our Lord, Jesus is the ever-present help who assures us. He says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Christ is the Lord Almighty who is with us. Christ is the God of Jacob who is our fortress. And herein we discover the only satisfying answer to the questions that our pain and sorrow and loss pose. The answer to our suffering, the answer to our grief, lies not in knowing why, but in knowing God. We do not reach ultimate understanding, but the one of ultimate understanding reaches us. Questions of how God can allow suffering and loss arise from our compassion and our empathy with those who suffer rather than from detached theological inquiry. There are questions of the heart. How can God allow suffering and loss? That's a question of the heart rather than of the mind. And questions of the heart are best rested in the knowledge of the Almighty. How can God be all good and all powerful and yet allow a young teenage girl to die in an accident while on her way home from church? Such inscrutable perplexities lie in the infinite wisdom of the one whose thoughts are not our thoughts, whose ways are not our ways. We cannot track God's hand, but we can trust His heart and rest therein. Psalm 131 whispers, "My heart is not proud, O Lord, my eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or with things too wonderful for me, but I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore." To Job, in his loss and pain, in his suffering and affliction, God gave not answers as to why, but God gave Himself. And so to us today, in our pain, in our loss, in our sorrow, our Lord still gives Himself, whipped, beaten, mocked, and hammered onto a cross. We cannot pin Him down to the answers that we seek, but He seeks us by pinning Himself down to a cross. And so, our chase after reasons for our suffering leads us not to a why, but to a who. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, who offers not answers to why, but a nail-pierced hand, saying, "Take hold of this." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.